audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Oh, I must have fallen asleep. Nothing like a nap after work, but it's dark outside. Fuck. I knew I should have set an alarm. These extra work hours plus class are going to kill me. Speaking of killing me, he's gonna fucking be pissed. We already don't get a lot of us time because of our parents are always around. What time is it? Oh, it's 8 already? Fuck! Okay, shit. He didn't wake me up because he probably wanted to let me rest. That was nice of him. I bet he's just reading or playing games in his room. And we still have plenty of time before Mom and Dad get home from their thing, so... He's not in his room. That's weird. Huh. Hey, little brother, where are you? What the fuck is going on? Oh, shit, the whole downstairs is dark? Did he leave? Better text him. Hey, sorry. Just woke up. Where are you? Back in 5 Sleeping Beauty, haha. Well, at least he's on his way home. All the cars are still in the driveway. So he must have taken an Uber? There he is. She's pretty cute for an Uber driver. No, I'm being silly. Anyone can be a driver. Even... Normally, Uber drivers don't hug you before you get out, though. Fuck. Hi, hello, yes, I'm up, but more importantly, who the fuck was that? Don't you play fucking dumb with me, you jerk. We had a date. That may have slipped your mind when What's-Her-Tits was hugging you. Okay, yeah, fine. I did sleep maybe a few hours later than I expected, but you could have woken me up. You didn't have to run out and see whoever that was. Really? A likely story. So, let me get this straight. This study partner picks you up from your house, drives you over to her apartment where you study for a few hours, and then she drives you home and hugs you right before you get out. Right? Am I getting that right? So, see what I mean though? That last part was what made me suspicious. It sure looked like a girlfriend type hug to me. Of course, there are different kinds of hugs. There are friendly hugs and overly long creeper hugs and even little brother-stealing, cock-sucking girlfriend hugs. That really looked like the latter to me. So, did she? Did she suck your cock? I am not being ridiculous. I have to know. Okay, yes, fine. I suppose, so far, that we've just been siblings with benefits. No one said anything about being exclusive. That was a mistake on my part. I say we're being exclusive, starting now. No. That wasn't a question. It was a statement. And one I'm fully prepared to back up if need be. So yeah, First things first, you need to answer the question, did that little study partner suck your cock or not? Yes or no? Oh, I see. So, you're not going to answer. You're just going to stand there and smirk. You're enjoying getting your big sister all jealous and angry, aren't you? I bet you think it serves me right for falling asleep, that you can go out and, you know, do whatever with anyone you like. You little brat. We'll just see about that. Come on. Don't you dare fucking test me and get your cute ass up the fucking stairs and into my fucking bedroom now. That's better. Come on. After all, I can't very well call you a good boy if you're not being one, can I? Now strip. Come on, we've got plenty of time for fun before Mom and Dad get home, but only if you're good. Do you want to be a sad little brat who's frustrated and stuck thinking about what he could have done? Or a satisfied good boy dreaming about all the wonderful ways his big sister has just pleased him? That's what I thought. So do what I say and start with your shirt. That's it. Take it off nice and slow. Let me see you. Come on, don't be shy. I know you're not always confident about your body, but I think you're fucking hot. And I can prove it. I love sliding my hands all over that chest of yours. And your stomach and back and neck and... I love seeing you get all quiet and flushed and shy like that. And I love seeing that cock of yours straining at your pants already. That tells me that maybe, just maybe, that fucking study partner didn't get at my property. Take off your pants. No, you don't get to touch me yet. You do what you're fucking told, and then maybe you can touch me. Good boy. Nice and slow, just like I taught you. That's it. And now your boxers. Good. Now, just stand there and be decorative and let me walk around you. Let me grab that cute little butt of yours. Look at that cock. You're so fucking hard and dripping from me already. Maybe your little study buddy flirted with you a bit, but she didn't take care of you like Big Sis would, did she? I bet if I slide just the tips of my fingers down your shaft, you'll twitch just like that. You need me, don't you? You need my touch and my mouth and my tits and my tight little pussy. Say it. Say you need me. You can stay quiet if you want, but I'm not even taking my shirt off until you say the words. Good boy. That wasn't so hard, was it? Not like you. You're very hard. Do you want to undress your big sister now? Go ahead. Unbutton my shirt. Slowly now. Take your time. Enjoy it. I know you love my tits. You love the feel of them in your Hands? Such an eager boy. I mean, not that I'm complaining. I just wanted to be sure that I'm the only girl you're groping. I'm convinced you've been a good boy despite all temptations. Do you want a reward? Okay. Finish undressing me and you can play with and suck my tits. Would you like that? I thought you might. Okay, take off my jeans. There you go, unbutton them. Yeah, pull them all the way down and get on your knees. Yeah, go ahead and pull down my panties. Why yes, they are wet. That's all your fault. You know what? You don't get my tits yet. You heard me. You made me worry about your virtue. So, you have to go down on me? Yep, right there on your knees. Don't pretend like you don't know what to do or that you don't like it. I've seen how hot it makes you. Fine. I'm just a bit turned on. Anyway, I never told you to stop. Get back at it. Yeah, that's it. Slow and gentle. Just like I taught you. Yes, you're a fast learner. Maybe that's why I got worried. You have these skills, and you're sexy, and smart, and cute. And I'm worried you're gonna look for hotter girls than me, and that makes me a little bit crazy. But then I remember, what a good boy you are. Yes, that's right. Circle the cliff. Heck. And how much you love me. And how you've proved it. Over and over. Time to stop. Good boy. Now. No. You didn't do anything wrong. It's time for your treat. And then maybe we can both have one. I'm just going to sit on the bed, and I want you to lay down with your head in my lap. That's right, facing me. You do know where I'm going with this. My little brother is such a clever boy. Go on, kiss and suck on my breast as much as you want. Oh, fuck. This feels so good. Are you surprised? I tried not to show it last time, but really, this is as much for me as it is for you. Also, I just love how sweet you look from here, sucking on my tits. It's just, yeah! Oh, you naughty boy, giving me a nibble like that. I know what you need, though. You just keep sucking and I'll run my hand up and down that delicious cock of yours. Do you like having your big sister's hand all over your cock? Does it feel nice? I'm going to practice over and over until I do it just right. Just like you just keep getting better with that mouth and tongue. I'm gonna be the best big sister for you. Fuck. Oh, you're really getting me going right now. This is just, this is supposed to be all for you, but now, I can't wait any longer. Move. You heard me. Lay down on your back. I'm going to ride you, of course. No, I've misplaced the condoms. Even if I did know where they were, and I don't, I wouldn't let you use one. Why not? Well, there's no time to put one on. That's it. Just lie down. Stop worrying and let me have this. Good boy. You just stay still and let me straddle you and line you up just right. And now I can finally impale myself on that fucking cock. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking hard. And you seem even bigger than last time. Is that possible? Fuck, I don't care. I'm going to ride you so fucking good. You won't even remember your study partner's name. I'm going to take you and make you mine. I'm going to take every drop of cum out of your cock. No. That's not right. You're my little brother, so that cock and all of the cum inside of it belongs to me. Right. I get it. In my mouth. In my pussy. All over my tits if I want. And even in my ass. But no one else does. Yeah. That's right, baby. Move your hands all over my body. I'm all yours. No one else gets my tits or my pussy. Just my little brother, because he's the best. Come on now. So close. I can feel you getting there. No, I will not stop writing. So you can pull out. That's the whole point of this position. What good is riding you if I don't get filled with your sweet cum, baby brother? So come on. Don't hold back. Give yourself to me. Give all of yourself. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You gonna come with me? Yeah. That's it. Give it up. Yeah. Oh god. Oh, I feel you. I feel you filling me. Fuck. Oh my god. You're mine. All mine. And I'm yours. All yours. Well, fuck. That was amazing. And just in time, too. Mom and Dad just pulled into the driveway. Hey, calm down. My door is locked and we're not making any more suspicious noises. But this is why we should totally get our own place. Just imagine the possibilities of me being able to have my way with you at any time. All right. Fine. Go to your room. I just miss not getting the cuddles after, I guess. But you're right. It's smart not to be too risky. You didn't just get laid tonight either. You learned a valuable lesson. What are you going to do next time you get all lonely and horny? That's right. You're going to find your big sister and let her take care of everything. Good boy.